Warren Zevon, first time he's been on the ballot for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I would almost guess he gets in. Hey, Hoops Talk with Will Perdue, sponsored by Calamos Investments. We're talking to the, well, one of our favorite Chicago Bulls of all time. Do you like Warren Zevon, Will?
Yes, I do.
Are you going to howl, absolutely, Werewolves of London? Do you think he should be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
I do. And I know, yeah, the list came out today. I haven't seen the whole list. I've heard you've been talking about it a little bit, and I know, yeah, others have been talking about it. So I know there's a lot going on right now in the discussions about who deserves to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame out of this class.
Let's talk about the Bulls. What is going on?
That's what we're trying to figure out. I think the last time we talked last week, we talked about the only consistent thing was the inconsistency. And since we last talked, this team has had some troubles with finishing off games in the second half, and it's been very frustrating, to say the least. Now, that being said, I will say at least they competed against one of the better teams in the West right now, a healthy Clippers team last night, but unfortunately their guys, Paul George and Kawhi Leonard, were better than our guys in Zach LaVine and DeMar DeRozan.
Well, great to talk to you. It's not working. You know, we're a little over a week until the NBA trade deadline. So, look, I think they're still good enough to get into the playoffs. But at this point, what do you think the front office is thinking when it does come to possibly moving some players at the trade deadline?
Well, the one thing they talked about was continuity. Now, that continuity, obviously, and I hate to keep bringing up his name, but unfortunately it's part of the conversation, was Lonzo Ball was part of continuity. Well, he hasn't played, and seriously, as we continue, you know, week after week after week, I honestly don't think he's going to play this year. If he does, that's like icing on the cake. But I think they, as I've said many times with you guys, it's just approach it like he's not coming back this year. So you need to look at the team as you have it now, and that's the continuity that you are going to have. I mean, the core is still the same, Zach, DeMar, and Vooch, but they're not just winning. The problem is they're not winning games. They're playing better against the better teams, but struggling against the sub-500 teams, and all of a sudden there's the cold reality slap in the face. The Bulls are a sub-500 team. So we have to kind of stop looking at it that way and maybe start looking at it, this is who they are. And if that is the case, Arturo's talked about this year he wanted to see improvement. This year he wanted to see the team go farther. I don't think that's going to happen. And as you said, Kev, I think that they are a playoff team and they'll figure it out. But are they better than Milwaukee, Philly, Boston, maybe Miami? I don't think so. So, you know, to me, I think you have to start making some changes. And the question is, though, how big of a swing do you take when you talk about making changes?
Will Perdue, former Chicago Bull analyst for NBC Sports Chicago. Billy Donovan has said that the three common characteristics seem to be turnovers, second chance points, and fouling. Oh my gosh, the fouls, 33 against the Cavaliers. That's just crazy, isn't it? What's the average in a game? I mean, it can't be.
I don't know what that is. That's a valid question, Lisa, but the thing is, a lot of that has to do with technique. And you know, what's the one thing you saw in the Clippers game last night is when they turned down the screws and picked up the defensive intensity, Terrence Mann and Kawhi Leonard, Paul George, Zubac, they started getting deflections. They started getting turnovers. They started getting easy buckets on the other end of the floor. And that's been one of the biggest weaknesses, is the inability to sustain any type of defensive effort on that end of the floor without fouling. And then when you get the other team into the bonus, you're basically giving them free time or free points with the clock stopped, which has allowed the Indiana Pacers, the Charlotte Hornets, to get back into the game.
I am so tired of Chicago teams going into rebuilding mode because, you know, here we are in a city where we're always so proud of our teams and it seems like we've got really nobody killing it right now. So are we going to see big changes as we approach the trade deadline?
Well, I think that on a whole, I think that's what the fans are kind of hoping for. I think they've seen enough of this team. You know, we're, what, 48, 49 games in, so I think we have an idea of who they are. The question is, what is the big picture? And that's what we don't know. That's, you know, they're very quiet over there with Arturas and Mark Eversley, and, you know, they don't really say a lot in public. And, you know, the one thing we'll know is February 9th on the draft, trade deadline, at least if they don't do anything, Arturas will talk and he'll tell us what the plan is moving forward. So at least at that point, we'll have a better idea.
Well, one of the players long term that could factor in is Patrick Williams, who, you know, I think a lot of fans wanted to see an immediate impact from Williams because he was a top five pick, but he was also 19 when he was drafted. He's in his third year. He's only 21. What have you seen from his game and the way he factors in whatever the Bulls end up doing at the trade deadline, Patrick Williams' future with the Chicago Bulls? Because I've seen some stuff from him this year. I'm like, all right, that's the guy we think he can be.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And I think, you know, I'm glad you asked that question because, you know, we can kind of talk about something on a positive note. There's a sense that I think that he's not only shown improvement, but I think significant improvement. Now, I know it hasn't been consistent, but as I've gone back and watched film, I've noticed that, you know, when the Bulls are playing team basketball, that's when he flourishes, meaning that the ball's moving. They're making the extra pass. The players are moving. You know, they're up at the high assist total. But sometimes in games when they get big leads, when they start to go to isolation basketball, that affects Patrick on the offensive end. When he is aggressive, and, you know, the one thing we saw in the Clippers game, we saw it in the Magic game, you know, when he gets a rebound and takes it the full length of the floor, not necessarily in a fast break, but then gets himself down into the paint, he's got the size, the strength, to where he can finish. I know Billy and his teammates are encouraging him to do that more often. But I think we've seen enough of him now to know what he's capable of. But unlike the team as a whole, you know, I want to see that sustained over the length of a whole game. We've seen him play great halves. We've seen him play great quarters. And there's been a complete game or two here or there, but he's got to start doing it more consistently. And I think that as long as Billy continues to pressure him, DeMar talks about how he has been, you know, on him about it, so has Zach. I think we'll still see those baby steps as he gets better as the season goes on.
Bulls play tomorrow night, and there's a pending strike at the UC, so let's hope they get that game in, or they'll get it in without anybody serving them any food or drinks or anything like that.
Well, I think they'll get it in regardless, but it might be BYOB. You never know.
Thanks for joining us, Will. Have a great day.
All right, you got it. Hey, I'm glad you brought it up before I came on. I mean, it's February 1st. We got 13 days till Valentine's Day, so I got to get in gear here. I appreciate. I picked up some tips. Thank you.
Yeah, I've seen your woman. You better get on that. You better make sure it's a good gift.
A very nice one, as a matter of fact. Thank you.
That's right. Will Perdue, former Chicago Bull analyst for the NBC. Hey, yeah, and then he hung up. NBC Sports Chicago. Thank you for listening. Steve has your news coming up next on 720 WGN.